Welcome to Destiny Unveiled Live. I'm Anna, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here with us tonight. We're diving into a fascinating episode titled Spiritual Guidance Anywhere. Psychic readings. What comes to mind? Crystal balls? Fortune telling? Maybe a mysterious figure predicting your future? Well, here's a surprising fact. Over half of psychic readings today aren't about fortune telling at all. They're about relationships, family dynamics, workplace challenges, even spiritual connections like twin flames.
Hello, I'm Sarah. Thanks for tuning in. You know, that's pretty different from the way psychics are usually portrayed in movies and TV. It's always crystal balls or spooky seances. What made you want to explore this side of things?
Well, I recently had my first reading, and let me tell you, it completely challenged everything I thought I knew about psychic guidance. Instead of crystal balls and fortune-telling, it was more like having an incredibly insightful conversation about life patterns.
So what exactly are people asking about in these relationship readings?
You know, it's fascinating. They're exploring everything from romantic partnerships to family dynamics, even workplace relationships. The really interesting part is how psychics use different tools to understand what they call karmic agreements, these spiritual connections between people.
Hold on. Karmic agreements? That sounds pretty intense.
Right? But here's where it gets practical. These readers use various methods like tarot, astrology, or spirit guide communication to help people understand their relationship patterns. They look at different types of soul connections, soulmates, karma mates, and something called twin flame connections.
That's quite different from the Hollywood version of psychic readings we're used to seeing.
Exactly. And get this. Ethical psychics won't actually tell you what's going to happen or make decisions for you. Instead, they focus on helping you become more receptive to positive energy and understanding your own patterns.
So, what other kinds of questions do people typically bring to readings?
Well, the second most common category is surprisingly practical. People ask about career moves, starting businesses, buying property, and even things like adopting pets or choosing vacation destinations. Though there are definitely some off-limits topics.
Like what? What won't they address?
Anything involving medical advice, serious mental health issues, or illegal activities is completely off the table. They also won't tell you whether to have children. That's considered too personal and life-altering for psychic guidance.
That makes sense. Tell me more about how these readings actually work.
So there's this whole spectrum of methods. While tarot is the most popular tool after pure intuitive reading, some practitioners use palmistry, chakra balancing, or astrology. What's fascinating is how many combine multiple approaches to provide a more comprehensive reading.
How does someone know which method might work best for them?
It really comes down to personal resonance. Some people connect better with visual tools like tarot, while others prefer more intuitive approaches. The key is finding what feels most natural and meaningful to you.
And what about the spiritual guidance aspect? Is that becoming more popular?
Absolutely. There's been a huge surge in people seeking spiritual development through readings. They're working on discovering their own psychic abilities, understanding their life purpose, or clearing what practitioners call energetic blocks.
So, what would you tell someone who's thinking about getting their first reading?
The most important thing is to approach it with an open mind while maintaining healthy skepticism. Be clear about your intentions, and don't feel pressured to share more than you're comfortable with. A good reader should create a safe, judgment-free space.
This whole conversation has really changed my perspective on psychic readings.
You know what's really interesting? The field is evolving to meet modern needs. Instead of mysterious predictions, it's becoming more about personal growth and understanding. It's like having a spiritual coach who helps you see patterns you might miss on your own.
Well, this has certainly given me a lot to think about. Thank you for sharing your insights.
And remember, whether you're skeptical or curious, the key is understanding that these readings aren't about getting all the answers. They're tools for self-discovery and gaining new perspectives on life's challenges.